Trooper. He will crack on. This looks like, I think I know this phone number here. She gave her remedy yesterday. I'm pretty sure it's a, hello, Triple M.
Morning, Shawnee.
Oh, Shirley, you're up early. How are you?
I'm ringing to tell you. I'm good.
Yeah, go.
My husband had 100 beehives at one stage.
Yep.
Me and the kids used to get out and take the honey off him in the honey van, extracting van.
So there's lots of experience that you guys have had, so it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
That,
yep.
That is for sure. If you get stung by a bee, rub the honey into it and it'll stop it nearly straight away.
And that's as simple as that, is it?
Yep. That's what we used to do.
When you said that yesterday, I did believe you because you said that you and your husband...
I don't think you did. That's why I'm telling you now.
No, I did because I said just before that Shirley sounded like she knew what she was talking about because she's dealt with bees before.
Yep. I used to go out and get the hives and everything.
Yep. And what, you'd get stung often, would you?
Yeah, I did. I used to go to work with a swollen eye and everything else.
Jeez, right.
To a restaurant.
I haven't been stung by a bee in years.
Yeah, well, that's what's really good. Because I used to go out and get the swarms and all.
Because honey, rubbing it in. Another person in the building yesterday said, one of our colleagues said, what did she say? Is it balsamic vinegar?
Oh, it could be. And another one is an old-fashioned one, is a blue bag. You know, you put in your washing.
A blue bag?
Blue bag.
No, what's that?
Years ago, you had a little blue bag and you used to put it in your washing for your whites, for your sheets and pillow slips and all that.
Yeah, but what did the blue bag do? What is it?
It's just like a little blue knob.
Right, okay. And what's that got to do with a bee sting?
Yeah, that's what they olden days used to do. In the olden days, put the blue bag on it. Wet it and put the blue bag on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning a lot from you today, Shirley. The blue bag.
Yeah, that's what they use. My mother-in-law, she always said that.
I've never even heard of a blue bag, let alone rubbing it on a bee sting.
Yeah, well.
Do you know what, Shirley? I'm allergic to bees in a pretty bad way.
My son is too.
When I was about 8 or 9, and some people, including some people in the Triple M building, don't believe me, I got stung behind the ear.
Yep.
And my left ear sticks out further than my right.
Yeah.
People don't know it until I look at them front on and I tell them and they're like, yeah, you're right. Your left ear sticks out further than your right ear because I got stung behind the ear and my ear went all the way out and it never came back in.
Oh, didn't it?
So now I just put a bit of chewing gum behind my ear and I find that it...
Get out with your Shawnee.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, my son's allergic to them too.
Is he? He's like me. Or some blue tack sometimes works as well, or sticky tape. But no, I let it stick out. I don't really care about that. But I remember changing pipes through the spuds, the irrigation pipes, years ago. I used to always stand on bees and my foot would just go twice the size. I haven't been stung in a long time. But yeah, poor old Billy boy. Hopefully he comes in today, Shirley. I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, right. Hopefully, I asked him, was he allergic, and he said no, I hope he wasn't.
Sounds like he is.
Well, he could be.
All right, well, hopefully he comes in soon.
All right, then, have a good day, Shawnee.
Nice chatting, Shirley. See ya.
Bye.
Oh, she's our favourite, we can say that. You're not meant to have favourites. They say, don't have favourites, treat everyone equal. You know what? Shirley's my favourite. Shirley from Euroa. We love her. And you can hear my chat with her, which was very funny, from yesterday as well. Of course, you can always catch up. Head to triplem.com.au or have a listen through the Triple M app.